This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. We just heard from a history professor at High Point University who sent his students on an oral history project. Lorena Guillen is a musician who gathered personal narratives to incorporate in her newest album. She is the vocalist for the Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble. The group just released a new album called The Other Side of My Heart, and the lyrics are based in part on recorded interviews with Latina immigrants to the United States. And Lorena is here today along with a few members of the band, Adam Ritchie on the piano, Guy Capuzzo on the guitar, and Eric Willie on percussion. Lorena, welcome back to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah. We've also brought a composer, Alejandro Ruti, is also with us here, listening to some of the music that he composed. So tell us about the Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble and a little bit more about who made it up and what's behind it.
Sure. Our group presents a native popular Latin American musical styles in its most authentic form. But it's also a group that explores tango fusion styles. Fusion because we bring our influences and backgrounds and knowledge, each of the members, from our musical history, training, lives, and you mentioned some of our players. Adam Ritchie, that plays piano, he has a classical training, but a broad experience accompanying all sort of community groups, doing musicals, all sort of popular styles, and enough knowledge of jazz, as he says, to make him get into trouble, as he puts it. We have Eric Willie in percussion, that is an expert, really, in global musical styles, in percussion, musical styles. And he has brought that aspect into the group. Alejandro Ruti, that is composer of many of the pieces that you find in the album, and arranger, he has a long experience since his youth in all sorts of popular Latin American styles, playing as a bass player, piano player as well, he has a classical training as a composer.
Wow. So this is a fusion. Tango itself is a kind of a fusion all by itself, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And Jackie Carrasco, that is not here today with us, violin player, fantastic violin player. She has that classical training, but a huge experience playing with tango musicians in New York and recording in that style. So when we found ourselves all together here, we knew we could do something, a fantastic blend, and that's what we had
been
doing.
And as if that wasn't enough, you blended voices, and this time the voices of Latina immigrants to the U.S. So tell us a little bit more about The Other Side of My Heart.
Well, The Other Side of My Heart, that is the name of the album, but also the name of the main piece in the album, is a cycle of six songs with a track with the real voices of the interviews allows these Latina immigrants to retell their stories and their journeys into this country. The process was started with interviews that I did with six women from different nationalities, from Bolivia, Mexico, from Argentina and Colombia, mother and daughter, beautiful dynamic there. It was very important for me to create the interviews myself. There are some archives, a few archives in UNC, at Duke University, but they were created for other purposes. For me, it was very important to have the interviews, create a relationship with these women, and have a conversation, a fluid conversation. They came to my house. We built a trust, and we are still in contact, and we are friends. Yeah,
well, let's listen to a little sample of the produced version from the album, a clip from the song Many Ways of Arriving.
My brother-in-law called me and said,
my mom has paid 6 years of English lessons.
They have to develop a game that trusts
me.
Since I was the youngest in the family,
they had a vision
by law
for their children, I suppose.
Allowed to come
they didn't understand anything. No,
we decided to come and walk to the desert for 3 days, me being 12.
That's a clip from the song Many Ways of Arriving by Lorena Guillen and the Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble. And Lorena's here with me, lead vocalist for the group, along with a few members of the band. Tell us why this project and why those stories in particular, the stories of Latina immigrants, were interesting to you and why you wanted to include them in your album.
Well, I have to say that I'm an immigrant myself, no? I emigrated from Argentina 20 years ago, a little more, yeah, around 20 years ago, as a very young person, looking for furthering my studies. And then I went through a long process of paperwork, and now I live here. This is my home. I have two kids that were born here. I guess I felt the need. Well, I have this vehicle. Music is my vehicle of expressing myself and trying to find a sense of my identity as an immigrant. But I turned around and I saw so many women like me in different roles in our community. I wanted to offer this amplification that music offers and use their stories in two ways. You can hear in this track that we just heard a clip, their voices, yeah, in an audio collage that is not only narration, but it's part of the music. Maybe because of a professional deformation, because I'm a singer, I'm very sensitive to the voices of the people, the way we tell our stories, the way we express the sound in our phrases, the selection of words, yeah? So I wanted to reflect that, and after listening to the hours of recordings of interviews, I selected fragments we created, and I said we because this is a collaboration with Alejandro Ruti that composed the music. It created this collage that you can hear at the beginning of each song. But furthermore, I took their own words and transform them into the lyrics, yeah, with a few connectors, yeah, like in many ways of arriving. Well, that's the connector, but the rest is exactly what they told me.
Were there themes, were there common themes that ran through all of these interviews?
Absolutely. Because after so many hours of interview with six stories, I didn't want just to put these stories one after the other. And then I started to find common themes, yeah. One of the songs is all dedicated to their different perspectives of what is home, yeah. How to make home, to this sense of, well, is not an exact place, but is what you make of it, and that's exact wording of a young Colombian immigrant brought by her mother. This sense of living between two worlds, yeah, making sense of their identities. The other song, there is always a hair in the soup. We heard it earlier in the program. It's a phrase that one of the Mexican immigrants that now she's under DACA repeated and remembered from her mother. And there is always a hair in the soup, yeah. There are gains and losses in this process of moving and leaving things behind. So these are some of the common things that come back. Friendship also.
Well, you mentioned home is one of them, and we have a clip from that particular song. Why don't we listen to that right now?
Home isn't necessarily a place.
not from here or over there. It's just I'm going to two different worlds.
Okay, but home is essentially what you make of it.
Home by the Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble, and I'm here with the leader, Lorena Guillen, along with some of the musicians in the ensemble. Guy Capuzzo, Adam Ritchie, and Eric Willie is here, along with composer Alejandro Ruddy. Tell us about a beautiful song, and I'm wondering, I'm looking at the creative process now, to the extent to which the stories drove the art, and how much of the stories and the voices, as you say, you're very sensitive to some of the emotion that can be captured in a voice and expressed, drives the art. In other words, to what extent were you taking those words and propelling that into a song and making that part of your art?
Sure. I think I'm very lucky to have as my team worker, Alejandro Ruti, who was extremely sensitive to how to lay these phrases that these women expressed during their interviews in fantastic melodies that capture that delivery, yeah? So it feels like a fluid dialogue in each of the songs in which you hear beats of their stories, yeah? Mm. In a collective dialogue among them. It also inspired this idea, the effect of having people coming from different nations to bring in different styles of music, where you can hear in some songs more of the tango fusion, other songs that also mix in the rhythmic background and the melodic surface, styles of singing from the high plateaus in Bolivia, with some northeastern Guarani indigenous styles in the guitar.
How much of those voices and those stories dictated which styles would be part of this?
Some cases, absolutely. Yeah, because I mentioned that some of the women came from Argentina, others from Bolivia. There is a song in particular that has this backbone of rhythmic patterns that are very common in the cross rhythms of many Latin American styles in Mexico, especially all the ones that mix this Spanish popular music with indigenous musical languages, that you find in many rural folk music around Latin America. So it's a very blended language. It's not that each song is identified with one particular style. No, that's the beauty of bringing them together.
I know the band has traveled to various colleges. What's the impact of this music on young people? Do they engage you? Do they want to talk about it?
Absolutely. I know for going and talking with them, and actually I'm an educator as well, and so I see this young generation of students. It's more diverse, more fluid, more open, and they are the new citizens. So I think that it has a tremendous value to take these stories to them and initiate a dialogue, the dialogue that I was looking for at the beginning. That was my goal with this piece. Yeah, music has this, as I said before, this way of amplifying and making us to process and think about issues that are very heated right now in a different way and initiated the dialogue. Yeah, so I think that is fundamental. And the music that we are bringing, the music styles, are the product of, well, music is fluid, music is mobile, and all these styles are the creation of mixing different cultural influences. Yeah, tango is the product of immigration. Is the style is perfect style that demonstrate that. Yeah, the conversion of immigrants into the port of Buenos Aires from Italy, Spain, Germany, from the rural areas, native styles brought from the rural areas into the city, and that's the result. So the music is already an example of that diversity that we want to bring to the students.
Well, thank you so much for sharing it with us. Lorena Guillen is the lead vocalist with the Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble. The new album is The Other Side of My Heart, that tells the stories not only of tango and of music, but also Latina immigrants to the United States. Thank you so much for being with us. And performing with Lorena today was Adam Ritchie on piano, Guy Capuzzo on the guitar, Eric Willie on percussion, and now on the piano, Alejandro Rutti will play us out. The group, by the way, is going to be performing an album release concert right here at the Triad Stage in Greensboro on Saturday, January 27th. And we will hear more of their music in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you that The State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brooklyn, Robert Kinlaw, Angie Perrin, and Amanda Magnus. Al Wadarski is engineering today with John Hardy, and North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble.
Ya no tengo la dulzura de tus besos, vago sola por el mundo sin amor. Otra boca más feliz será la dueña de esos besos que eran toda mi pasión. Hay momentos que no sé lo que me pasa, tengo ganas.